This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We see the conflict. It is a conflict of civilizations. It is not a conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
So we're coming up to around 3 weeks into this new, what some people are calling the Palestinian War of Liberation. What is the future of this conflict?
Yeah, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a good question, and let us start by addressing this question. Let us not get into much details, because then we will lose focus and we will lose understanding the bigger picture. I think, and it is evident, that the Israelis, the Israeli terrorists, they have set for themselves two goals or targets, as some people said. The first one is to free all the captives or all the prisoners of war that were taken by the Palestinians or by Hamas, as they say. And the second one is to destroy Hamas completely. I believe, yeah, and I think everyone believes, and even maybe they believe, and the previous defense minister, he also believes in this. Many commentators believe that these targets are impossible. But they don't talk about it openly because they don't want to put the Israeli occupation in a very difficult situation. Let us imagine that they have achieved these targets. Yeah? Let us imagine first that they have achieved these targets. And the second scenario, it is, let us imagine that they cannot achieve those targets. So, let us start, first of all, with the bigger possibility that they cannot achieve those targets. For the Israelis, anything below these two targets is considered to be a defeat in front of their people, a defeat in front of the, as they say, the international community, a defeat in front of America, in front of Europe, because, oh, we are one of the superpowers, we have the fourth strongest army in the world, and we were defeated by just thousands of unarmed people, not even in front of an army, okay? And in front of Gaza, that maybe the area of Gaza is just one quarter of London, okay? So they will be defeated. The second, if they come across as defeated, then Hamas and the Palestinians will have the upper hand. They have the captives, and they have the public opinion in almost in the entire world. Yeah, even in America, there were reports that there was a shift in the public opinion in England, in Europe. So Hamas will have the upper hand because it will come across as if they were victorious. And they have the captives, and now then they can negotiate with the occupation on what to get for the captives. Now let us imagine, yeah, this in brief means that so far the Palestinians are winning the war. Okay, according to this interpretation or this narrative or this option. Or this scenario, sorry. Now let us go for the second scenario, which is almost impossible, that Israel destroys Hamas completely destroys Gaza completely. Maybe let us go too far and say kill all the Palestinians, which is impossible, and they manage to free their prisoners of war. What will happen? They got rid of Hamas, but the core belief of Hamas, this is what they don't want to understand. It is shared by millions of Muslims, actually shared by 2.2 billion Muslims. What is their belief? That Al-Aqsa is their land. Al-Aqsa is a holy land. Al-Aqsa is central in the Islamic Aqeedah. Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned it in the Quran, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdi layla min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-Aqsa. And the holy and Palestine is a land of barakah, alladhi barakna hawlahu. And many prophets were buried there. Many sahaba were martyred there. So it is part of the Islamic Aqeedah and Islamic history. Do they think that Muslims will forget that? Especially what they have done actually reminded all Muslims. Yeah? We have seen it. We have seen it in the last 2 weeks that now almost all Muslims know about Palestine. Almost all Muslims know about the status of Al-Aqsa. Almost all Muslims, secular Muslims, liberal Muslims, Muslims from the East, Muslims from the South, even Chinese Muslims, African Muslims, Muslims in America, everywhere, they were united for Al-Aqsa, for Palestine, for Gaza. So actually, they cannot eradicate Hamas or the likes of Hamas.
Gaza was the match that ignited the whole ummah.
Yeah. Exactly. Ignited the whole ummah, the entire ummah. In fact, I am worried that if they were to get rid of Hamas, then there will be real extreme groups. Yeah? Worse than Hamas. Then they will even suffer more.
Arguably, that's what they want. Because they want to create some cartoon villain, some bogeyman, that they can then show, like the propaganda they're using against the existing resistance.
Yeah, maybe that can happen, but then it will be another narrative that we need to talk about it. But the issue is, they cannot get rid of the ideology that Muslims share.
Even if they dropped a nuclear bomb.
Even if they drop a nuclear bomb on Gaza or on entire Palestine. Okay. Now, if they achieve these goals, will they achieve security?
No.
Because they will be surrounded by, and they know that, by 2.2 billion Muslims who are making dua, the supplication to Allah, day and night, to see them destroyed. So they will continue living in fear. They will never have peace. They will never have security. So what are they going to achieve? So this means, that's why I conclude that actually the more time goes and the Palestinians, this is the key thing, the Palestinians do not surrender, they are victorious. You know, in some wars, don't fight someone who doesn't have anything to lose. And they are fighting the Palestinians after they cornered them, so they don't have anything to lose. So the Palestinians will continue fighting until all of them die. Now, if you fight a person or if you fight a country or whatever, a group like this, definitely you are going to lose. And by the way, we all know, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. He mentioned something like this, okay? That when you don't leave a space for your enemy, then your enemy will just go mad and will destroy you and destroy himself. And actually, this is another point. If we look at the losses the Israeli terrorists are suffering from, yeah? Now, more public opinion is going against Netanyahu and the defense minister. Reports are confirming between 120,000 and up to 300,000 of their people have been living as refugees now, displaced, okay, from surrounding Gaza and south of Lebanon.
The illegal settlements that they were in.
Also, they said that the economy is down because there is no schools, no businesses. Big businesses are shutting down, even airports. Okay, Most of them are not operating as they used to be now.
I read that the credit rating of the Israeli entity, the
Zionist
entity,
yes,
is about to be downgraded as well.
In fact, their shekel, their currency, is now 30 to 35% less than before. Okay, so the point is, they are suffering. How long are they able to manage? Let alone now there are many reports about their army, and especially the reserved army, they are unable to continue because they've been waiting for the ground offensive, and they are unable to do it. Okay.
So basically, in a conflict like this, the Palestinians merely existing is enough resistance to and is success.
Yes, that is the point. That is the conclusion. The sabr, subhanallah, as Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa attaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. And as they used to say, innama sabru, innama nasru sabru sa'a. Just by continuing, resisting, without surrendering, at the end, you will win. Okay, in situations like this, as you said. Okay. Now, let us imagine that they wiped, let us imagine the worst scenario. Okay? They wiped Gaza, they wiped Hamas, they wiped... We need to look at something else. What is the future of the relationship between West, the West and Islam?
How do you see this conflict?
So, now, see, in fact, the way I see the conflict, it is a conflict of civilizations. It is not a conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The Israelis were supported by the entire world. Biden went, and his foreign minister went, and whoever went, and they sent the two biggest aircrafts. And then after that, Macron went, Rishi Sunak went, and many other countries sent their delegates and showed their support. Canada, some countries, even India, Japan.
All the U.S. allies.
U.S. allies, and even some of them, I don't know whether they were allies or not. But anyway, they were showing their support to the Israelis. They are globalizing this, and they are making it as a global conflict. And it is a global conflict because it is not just about Gaza. It is about those people who their values is just their interest, their own interest, and they don't mind in oppressing any nation. They don't mind in carrying any massacres, any ethnic cleansing, because what they are doing in Gaza is ethnic cleansing because of their own interest, because of their own ilah. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. But for Muslims, their ilah is Allah Jalla Ala. They have a set of values. Those values are divine values. So actually, the conflict is between those who believe in divine values and those who believe in human values. And of course, here we are not talking about the human rights because all of these values have fell down. But the human values, there. Values that they have fabricated, their interest, their own interest, okay, with their mainly economy, etc. So there is a conflict here between civilizations. Who is going to win? Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, the civilization that is based on morality, because it suits the nature of the human beings. We don't have time to discuss that. In details, it suits the fitrah. So this civilization will win. Let alone, I'm talking about it from a pure rational perspective. Let alone that Allah Jalla Ala confirmed to us, and He took upon Himself to preserve this deen until the day of resurrection. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. I want also to say that. They need now, just this point, they need now to think about the future of the West and the West-Islam relationship, because it has been damaged completely. This also leads to another important damage or damages that took place. Now, In Muslim countries, Muslims now saw who are their real enemies, and they will view the West as their enemies now. They will view their leaders, the Muslim political leaders, as part of the enemies, because they are, they were silent, watching this butcher, this ethnic cleansing taking place, and they didn't do except just talking. Maybe the best of them has talked. So I don't think the world after 7th of October will be the same as the world before 7th of October. This is a great opportunity for Islam and Muslims and dua to fill the vacuum, because no ideology will be accepted by Muslims except the Islamic ideology. They will abandon secularism, liberalism, all the ism. They see, they have seen that all these ideologies fell down. Even, and the only ideology that is winning and that is true and that can answer their questions and that can stand in front of oppression is the Islamic ideology, and that in of itself will be a victory for the Muslim Ummah. So even if Israel wins the battle, I think, yeah, they have lost the war, and the Muslim Ummah will flourish even more and more after this.
Even non-Muslims have been, I've seen on social media, so impressed by the calmness and the values of the Palestinians.
Oh yeah, subhanAllah.
That they've actually looked into the Quran and people are becoming Muslim now.
Yeah, 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 subhanAllah. So many reports. Today one brother sent me a YouTuber, a young YouTuber. And he said, look, they sent me an award of $50,000 or a sponsorship of $50,000. Yeah. The Israeli terrorists and whoever is supporting them in America, yeah, just to what? To change the narrative in favor of the Israeli terrorists. And he said, I am not going to do that. So now many people are waking up to know who are the true terrorists, and then that will motivate them to look at Islam, to read about Islam, and to see why the Palestinians are so strong, so resilient, and they are accepting whatever is happening to them. So, yani, this is just yani, a quick overview of how I see the conflict now.
بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.